From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The death toll continues to climb from a devastating earthquake in Nepal. Officials in the Himalayan country report that as many as 1,450 people have been confirmed dead. As Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, the quake shattered buildings, buckled roads, destroyed temples, and left thousands homeless.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake, flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider because scores of tiny villages perched on Himalayan slopes have not yet been accessed. The epicenter of the killer quake, which struck shortly before noon Saturday, was located 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The death toll climbed rapidly through the day as the army and police launched an effort to rescue people. The earthquake also triggered an avalanche at the Mount Everest base camp, killing several guides and mountaineers and flattening many tents. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State says its military forces carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar. They disabled or destroyed Islamic State fighting positions, vehicles, and heavy machine guns. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Despite the attacks, on Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan, killing at least 4 Iraqi soldiers. Another 10 people were wounded. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies have seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of Bashar al-Assad's regime. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shigur on Saturday, after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. Analysts say the fall of Jisr al-Shigur opens up a strategic route for the rebels to the neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, a bastion of support for President Assad. Fighting continued Saturday between supporters of Yemen's president and Shiite Houthi rebels in the port city of Aden and other parts of the country. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes also continued to hit Houthi targets. Security officials and eyewitnesses said that fierce street battles took place in Aden as Houthis tried to gain a foothold in 2 districts. Western governments and Sunni Arab allies in the coalition say that Iran is financing and supporting the Houthis. Tehran and the rebels deny that allegation. Vote counting has begun in Togo's presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé seeking a 3rd 5-year term. He assumed office in 2005 after the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who ruled the former French colony for 38 years. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in 2nd in the single-round presidential poll. Rights groups have criticized Togo for using violence against protesters. Results could be released as early as Sunday. Several hundred demonstrators chanting "Shut it down" marched through the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore Saturday to protest the death of a black man while in police custody. Demonstrators marched after gathering at the spot in Baltimore where Freddie Gray was arrested on April 12th. He suffered a spinal cord injury while in custody and died a week after his arrest. President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China in negotiating pacts across the world.
The trade agreements I'm negotiating will drive a race to the top. And we're making sure American workers can retool through training programs and community colleges and use new skills to transition into new jobs.
Mr. Obama is pushing for a so-called trade promotion authority where Congress could either approve or deny his pacts, but not change them. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.